Time now for your letters. First, a note of thanks. Mike White of Kennewick, Washington, pointed out that I made an error in my essay last week when I said the National Transportation Safety Board had revoked the licenses of two Northwest Airlines pilots who overflew their destination by 150 miles. The NTSB did investigate the incident, but it was the Federal Aviation Administration that revoked the licenses. Our inbox, filled with comments on NPR.org, was loaded with hundreds of messages about our interview last week with Michael Spector, author of the book Denialism, How Irrational Thinking Hinders Scientific Progress, Harms the Planet, and Threatens Our Lives. Greg Hankins of Mount Gilead, North Carolina, wrote, "What I didn't hear in Spector's defense of the many benefits brought us by science is any acknowledgement of the harm that an overconfident science has so often done, typically with no after-the-fact apology or admission of error. Scientists have confidently proclaimed the safety of everything from DDT to thalidomide and dismissed out of hand those who raise doubts. It is this arrogance that makes so many suspicious that the current claims of science, from the safety of genetically modified foods to the H1N1 flu vaccine, are more the same." And this from Christopher Romanchuk of Andover, New York. "I feel that Michael Spector missed a significant motivation for people who don't get their children immunized or eat organic foods or engage in any of the other behaviors he characterizes as irrational. Reasonable people can find it extremely difficult to believe any longer the data he feels we should all base our lives on. In an era when the food we eat and the drugs we take are inspected by an FDA that has been shown time and again to be understaffed and occasionally far too cozy with the corporations that produce those products for stunning profits, basing a decision on data is more an exercise in sorting through propaganda than applying statistics or the scientific method." There were a few letters to support Michael Spector's views. "Thank you for bringing forth Mr. Spector's voice of reason," writes John Forrest of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. "I, too, am flummoxed by the number of intelligent, educated people making what I consider to be ill-considered and even bizarre choices." We welcome your comments. You can go to NPR.org and click on the Contact the Show link, or post your thoughts in the comments section of each story. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. My Twitter name is NPR Scott Simon, all one word, or you can tweet the entire staff at NPR Weekend, all one word. You can also join in on the discussion on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.